Welcome, everyone, and welcome especially some new people that were not with us last time. Now, I just wanted to mention just very briefly, you know, if you see the CTN logo stationery, we are officially the Wilfred and Lois Lefkovich CTN. We're named after this wonderful couple, and tonight is the yahrzeit anniversary of the passing of Wilfred, the father, and we are very honored to carry their name. They, you know, the logo of CTN, besides the name, is the home for the wandering Jew. And this couple was a couple that were wandering Jews. As early in their married life, I believe it was, they suffered a personal tragedy and they mourned, but they didn't just mourn, they also used it as a catalyst to start investigating. They asked the questions about life. What is life all about? What's the meaning? Why are we here? What are we supposed to do? Is there a God? Do we have a relationship with that God? And at that time, there was no home for the wandering Jews, so they actually were on their own. But basically, they with a lot of hard work, they embraced a Torah life and raised a wonderful family of six awesome daughters. One of them, Lisa from Muncie, is with us tonight. And we are very honored to carry their name. And tonight's discussion is dedicated to his memory, since it's his yahrzeit tonight. Okay, you know, last week, for those who were here last week when I spoke about the Moda Ani, to thank God that live prayer, I always say that prayer comes with a money-back guarantee. If you say it and it doesn't change your life, money-back guarantee. No one has ever called me on that. The truth of the matter is the same thing's true about tonight's, but if I say it every time, then it sort of loses its power. So I'm not going to say it's guaranteed, money-back guarantee to change your life, but if it doesn't change your life, you'll get a gift card or something, because it's highly unlikely. You know that when one of the time I was sending out a message and I was typing and I typed out living life to its fullest, and spell check evidently didn't like that, fullest, and they suggested dullest, living life to its dullest, instead of full dull. I guess that we have two choices, basically. Our life can be dull or it could be full. And the goal here is for it to be full with pleasure and with meaning. What we're going to do tonight we're going to talk about a simple prayer, which literally takes seconds to say, and it's a prayer that we say before drinking a glass of water, simple glass of water. You know, today if you try to get a kid to drink water, they call DCFS and they might take the kid out of the house, you know, who drinks water these days. But our tradition wants us to appreciate the simple glass of water. Now, we talk about blessings that we make on food, like we discussed a little bit last week. There are a few levels. On the most basic level, the prayer to thank God that we're alive, as well as blessings before we eat something. It's an ethical obligation to say thank you. We all train our children to say thank you. So the bracha trains us to say thank you for the gift of whatever we're enjoying as a gift from God. On the second level, it's designed to get us to appreciate the gift, because left to ourselves, we take things for granted. We don't think about it. We have it all the time. So our tradition wants us to wake up and appreciate this gift that you're enjoying. And on a third level, it wants us to say, wow. Our tradition wants us to look at the world and say, wow. You know that little children, when they look at the world, they have wide eyes and they say, wow, this is amazing. And they ask questions. How's this? How's that? Where do I come from? All kinds of questions. And they explore the world and they're excited. When we become adults, we think we became more sophisticated and we sort of stop asking questions. We stop saying, wow. Our tradition wants us to get used to saying, wow. It wants us to actually say, wow, constantly. You know, somebody once said the sign of a great person is someone who looks at the world as if it's the first time. It was the first time we'd be saying, wow, about everything. But we get used to things. Somebody else once said that this world is like a free circus. All you have to pay is attention. Pay attention, and you can be saying, wow. And if you don't say wow on your own, the blessing will encourage us and, in fact, force us to say wow. So on the most basic level, we thank God for the gift of the glass of water. So the bracha is, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, through whose word everything came to be. God created everything. The metaphor that Torah uses for the creation is that God spoke. He said, let there be this, let there be that. And through his word, everything came into being. So I want to share with you two thoughts tonight about this blessing. One insight to get us to appreciate and to say, wow. and two, to appreciate the special gift that it is. Now, you drink a glass of water, so, and again, water these days, it's, you know, it gets bad rap. You know, it's not exciting, it's not special. It could be boring compared to all these sweet things that we have to drink, right? But the truth of the matter is that if we think about a glass of water, we have to realize that what we're experiencing is an amazing miracle. Why is that? When we drink a glass of water, where did the water begin originally? The water that we drink was once in the ocean, right? Can you drink water from the ocean? No. Why? Because it's too salty. Salt, you can't drink it. Right. So, oops, a glitch in the system. We need water to live, and the world needs water to exist, but you can't drink it because it's too salty, right? So what does God do? God says, no problem. I'm going to create a sun. How far away from the earth is the sun? Anyone know? 93 million miles away. Yeah. In order for you to have a glass of water, I'm going to plant the sun 93 million miles away. That's very, very far, right? And what happens? The sun shines on the ocean, starts warming the water, and the water starts evaporating. When the water evaporates, it forms vapor, water vapor, and the water vapor rises up. What does it leave behind?
The salt.
The salt. So it rises up, the water vapor rises, the salt is left behind, and the water vapor eventually forms clouds, and then it rains pure, delicious water. Right? And in order for that to happen, we need to have the sun 93 million miles away. And the sun is so huge beyond our comprehension. Right? I'm sure everybody knows that the sun is larger than the earth. Anyone want to unmute themselves for a second if you know how many miles away, how much larger the sun is than the earth? How many earths could you fit in the sun? Anybody know? A lot. You usually start with 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000. You can fit a million Earths in the sun. The sun is a million times larger than the Earth. So in order for us to have the glass of water, God had to put this amazing body of heat beyond our comprehension, 93 million miles away, million times larger than the Earth. And if it was a little bit closer to the ocean, what would happen? The water would boil and dry out. If it was a little bit further away, it would freeze. Exactly in the right spot, the right proportions, and that's how we get a glass of water. You know, they recently had in the news that the solar orbit, there's a spacecraft, the solar orbit, that's obviously quite an amazing piece of equipment, and it recently sent back the amazing pictures of the sun that are the closest that any camera has ever gotten to the sun. How close? 47 million miles away. It's almost halfway there. So we're doing a glass of water. We need to say, wow, because we're experiencing an absolute miracle. Right? What has to take place in order for us to drink this glass of water is the sun, 93 million miles away, a million times larger than the earth. Water vapor rises, gets separated from the salt, and that's how we get a glass of water. Right? So the bracha, the blessing, when we say thank God, blessed is God who through his word everything came into being, reminding ourselves how he created this miracle of a simple glass of water. You know, I like to jog, I do jog, and when I first started jogging maybe 25 years ago or so, I decided to go high tech, and high tech at that time was what they call the Walkman. Sony Walkman was high tech. It cost, I think, $90 at the time. And you put in, it's a young crowd, but maybe your parents told you about it. It used to be a thing called a cassette tape, right? And you would put it into this MP3 player. And it was a whole thing in order to, and I had this big belt in order to have to carry it with me so I can jog. And then after a while, I realized that everyone is staring at me because that latest model of Walkman was obsolete. Everyone had these little MP3 players. So I decided to invest in an MP3 player, and I was on my first jog with my MP3 player. And I was thinking to myself, this is an amazing thing, like this little tiny thing, you can put thousands and thousands of songs on it. It's really amazing. Just as I'm thinking this to myself, this doesn't happen to me very often. Another person jogging in the other direction, a fellow with a yarmulke on, takes out a little thing of water. He makes this blessing. Thank God who created everything with his word. And he takes a drink of the water. So I hear the bracha, blessing. I say, amen. That's what you say when you hear a bracha. And then I'm thinking to myself, you know, like I said recently, you never know if God's giving you a message or not, but we're better off if we sort of assume that he is. So I'm thinking to myself that maybe the message is that you're here. I'm saying, wow, this machine is amazing. This little thing is amazing, right? And whoever created it, invented it, must be very, very smart, right? The blessing that everything was created by God as a reminder, you're impressed with the little machine. You're impressed with the guy who invented it. Who do you think gave the person who invented it the intellect to be able to invent something like that? Who gave him the curiosity to be curious enough to explore it and learn and invent things? It all comes from God. So everything that we appreciate, that we experience, we have to realize is all part of this blessing. It's all something that a gift to us from God. So on one level, the blessing is to remind us to wake up. Yes, we had water yesterday. You'll have water tomorrow. But you need to realize that what you're having is an absolute miracle. We have to say, wow. Okay, that's one idea. Now, I want to share with you another idea about this blessing. And this comes with a story about a great rabbi named Rabbi Israel Salanter. He lived in the 19th century, one of the great rabbis of that century. Some of you may have heard his name in association with what we call Musar. Musar is the learning of the teaching, the ethical teachings of the Jewish tradition. He emphasized that very much, and he's associated with that. And every experience that he had was a lesson somehow in life. Now, he was originally from Russia. The last, I think, 10 years or so of his life, he actually moved to Western Europe, to Germany and France, because he wanted to influence the Jews of those countries that were very assimilated. So he wants to reach out to them. So the story is that he arranged a meeting with a Jewish fellow, and they went to a restaurant in Paris. And I presume it probably wasn't a kosher restaurant, and the rabbi ordered a glass of water while he's schmoozing with this fellow. So he has this meeting, he schmoozes, has this glass of water. Afterwards, the waiter comes over with the bill. He looks at the bill, and the bill was something like 30 francos. So the rabbi says to the waiter, it sounds like a pretty steep bill for a glass of water. So you know what the waiter says to him? You don't understand. When you come to a restaurant, you don't just pay for the water. You pay for the ambiance. Didn't you notice that while you were sitting there with your glass of water, there was a guy in the background playing the violin? There's chandeliers, there's carpeting, there are drapes. You're surrounded by ambiance, right? So when you go to a restaurant, you don't pay for the glass of water. You don't pay for the burger. You don't pay for the salmon. You don't pay for the steak. You pay for the food plus the ambiance. Good. Okay, that's innocent, simple story that could happen to anybody. But the difference between this rabbi and Moshe Katz is this rabbi said, I think I see a lesson here that could enhance my life. What was the lesson? He said he came back and told his students that this waiter answered a question that bothered me my whole life. What's the question? He says, we take a glass of water, we make a blessing. By the way, this blessing is what we call like a generic blessing. You know, you have most blessings are specific. Like you have wine at Shabbat dinner, Barei Pri HaGafen, created the fruit of the vine. You have challah, you say, Hamotzi Lechem Min HaAretz, he brought forth bread from the earth. This is a generic blessing, everything. All right, so the way it works is that if you don't yet know all the details of what blessing to say on each particular food, you can say this on anything and it covers it. Right. So the question bothering him was that you're drinking a glass of water, simple glass of water, and then you make a blessing. Thank you. Blessed is God that everything came into existence through his word. I said, it sounds like overkill. You're drinking a glass of water. What are you talking about? Everything. Say thank God for the water or for liquids, for drinks, for beverages. It seems like overkill. You're drinking a glass of water and you thank God for everything. See, this question always bothered him. So he says, the waiter answered my question. Not so obvious, I don't think, right? He says, what did the waiter teach him? He said, when you drink a glass of water, you're not just drinking a glass of water. If you're just drinking a glass of water, you make a more simple blessing. Thank God for the water. When you drink the glass of water, you're surrounded by ambiance. You're enjoying your glass of water in a beautiful world. You're surrounded by the beauty of nature. You're surrounded by the people in your life, the people who you love, the special people in your life. You're surrounded by beautiful things. So the bracha gets us to take note of the fact that this simple glass of water, so first of all, it's not simple because it's a miracle. And the drinking of the water is also not simple because you're surrounded by ambiance when you drink it. So this amazing tool gives us such a powerful assistance in having more meaningful life and appreciating life. It tells us that before we drink a glass of water, if we just think for a few seconds about the ambiance in our life, first and foremost, the people in our life, the beauty in the life, if you've gone to places that are beautiful, you ever to the Grand Canyon, whatever it might be, we're surrounded by amazing ambiance. So you say the brach, it's a reminder to us that when we drink the glass of water, we should be thankful for the glass of water as well as the ambiance that surrounds us, right? And if we do this, a glass of water will never be the same. So I mentioned last week that usually I have a little booklet with this workshop. So last week we did the prayer for waking up in the morning. So this one, in this booklet says, a simple glass of water is a miracle. I will reflect on the special people in my life and the beauty in the world around me and thank God for the incredible ambiance. Right. So and as I told you last week, I'm going to again send you a friendly reminder. Right. The idea is, as we mentioned last week, the idea is that this workshop should not just be a workshop where you say something, you hear something, it's nice maybe, and it inspires you, and you go on and you're the same. We really want this to make a difference in our lives. So the idea is, and that's why I chose things that are just very small steps, because the idea is that tomorrow, if we all make a point at some point in the day of having a glass of water, we should seize that opportunity, right, to say this blessing. Saying the blessing in itself is meaningful, as we said, because it's expressing gratitude for the gift. Remind ourselves of the miracle of the glass of water and say, wow. And remind ourselves to appreciate the ambiance that surrounds us. And then the glass of water, I'm not going to say money back guarantee, but it's got it. But it has the ability to really, really make a difference in that simple glass of water. You know, people who I always like to talk about these type of tools, because someone who wants to grow Jewishly, wants to integrate into their lives things that Jews have done for thousands of years, or someone who wants to introduce more spirituality into their world, the bracha, the blessings are such a gift, because they just take a few seconds. You know, other areas of life, you know, you want to start eating kosher food. That's a whole revolution in your life, and that involves other people and your interaction with other people and family, etc. It's sometimes very complicated. But these are things that in literally a few seconds you could do in your own privacy of your own home, and it's incredibly meaningful. Anybody awake? Are you still awake? Yeah?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I want to share with you, I think about this very often. You know that we've gone through a very challenging period of time, and many synagogues all over the world have been closed. Right? More recently, some have opened. My synagogue opened with very strict social distancing, but it reopened recently. But the notion of synagogues being closed is something that's really unprecedented, right? And the truth of the matter is if we could see a positive side in that is that it's important for us to be reminded that the center of Jewish life is not necessarily the synagogue. And synagogue, you don't need to be in a synagogue to pray and to connect to God. We can do it from our own home. But I want to share with you something I always think about when I think about these blessings, these brachos, how powerful, how meaningful it could be in terms of connecting to God. You know, I always think about, picture you have two couples. One couple, let's take the husband. Let's be the husband. Is extremely successful financially, and as a result, they have the ability to spend a lot of quality time together. And they go on vacations. They go on cruises. They've traveled the world together, and it's wonderful. Then you have another family, where the husband, let's say, is not so successful. He earns a living. He's able to support his family, but a vacation is a luxury that he really can't afford very often. They don't go traveling. They don't have a lot. They don't have the ability to spend a lot of time together. He's very busy earning a living, right? But there's something that the second husband can give to his wife. The first husband, with all this free time and all the time that they're able to spend together, can't. What's that? The second husband who works very hard, and they don't have the ability to spend a lot of time together, and they don't go off on cruises and vacations, right, has the ability to call his wife in the middle of a hectic day and say, what can I tell you? I'm going crazy here. There's so much pressure here. The deadline and the boss is driving me crazy. I have no time to talk. I just want to let you know I'm thinking about you. There's something special and precious about that, right? The other husband, he never has a situation like that where he can't really talk, but he just calls because he wants to say, I'm thinking about you. He always has time to spend together. So when I think about prayers, right, you have the prayers in the synagogues, the full prayers. You have people who have the ability and the inclination and the background to be regular, what we call daveners. Let's see, I myself go to synagogue three times a day. For prayers, and that's wonderful. And people who can't do that, it's wonderful. And people should perhaps aspire for that, to that. But there's something about spending an hour or two, let's see, on Shabbat in synagogue, it's a very wonderful thing, and you connect to God in a very meaningful way. But a simple blessing like this, in the middle of a hectic day, and especially today, we all know that especially moms with kids home, it's a very, very hectic day. A person has the ability in the middle of a busy day to say a blessing, which is saying to God, God, I am so busy, it is so hectic, I'm trying to stay afloat, but I just want to connect to you. I want to thank you for the gift of the glass of water. That's something that's very, very special, right? That we can do and have to do from our home, right? And in a certain way, that's, I think, more meaningful than a full service, because it has that added component of connecting when it's difficult or it's challenging to connect, and expressing your wish to connect when it's not easy to connect. So that, I think, is something very, very meaningful. I once actually shared this idea with at a program in the local synagogue, and afterwards one fellow said to me, Rabbi, that was very inspiring. You convinced me. From now on, I'm going to call my wife during the day. Okay, I'll take that too. That wasn't my main thrust, but that's certainly also a wonderful thing to do. But it's the ability to connect to God in the middle of a hectic day that really, really is meaningful and really, really is special. Right. So again, the goal here is, and the take home is, that we want. There's something beautiful about working on the blessing for a simple glass of water, because it's a, quote, simple glass of water, and the bracha reminds us it's not simple at all, right? So again, the take home is that we should, when we drink a glass of water, we should be saying wow about the miracle. And you know that in the Torah there's actually a story when the Jews left Egypt, so they crossed the Red Sea, and there was no drinking water. The water was bitter.
Yes.
Right? So the Torah says, the Jewish people have always been a tough people. They say to Moshe, what's the story with the water here? We need water to drink. You know, made a whole tumult. So Torah says that God told Moshe, no problem. He told Moshe, take this piece of wood, piece of wood, which was a bitter piece of wood, and throw it into the water, it'll become sweet.
Whatever you want.
So we read that story and we say, oh, that sounds like a neat miracle. Why don't we see miracles like that? And one rabbi reminded us, we do. That's what a glass of water is. They had water that was bitter, and God says, oh, do a miracle. I'll take a bitter piece of wood, you throw it in, and it becomes sweet. Okay, it's less of a miracle to take the sun 93 million miles away and take the water out of the salt so you can drink it. It's probably a bigger miracle. Right? So the goal is to say, wow, the goal is to appreciate the gift, and the goal is to use it as an opportunity to focus on the ambiance in our lives and appreciate that with the simple glass of water comes tremendous ambiance. So as I said, I'm going to send you a reminder. It's a pretty simple assignment. Take a glass of water, which in any event, probably most people would have in some form, and say this bracha, this blessing, and elevate the act of eating and make it an experience that really, really gets us to say, wow, and to appreciate the ambience in our lives. Okay, folks, thank you very much.